Linda Washington, L-I-N-D-A Washington, W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N, 5-9-1960. Linda is a 65-year-old woman who lives with her elderly husband and son. They're originally from Louisiana. She was in food management for years. Her husband is quite sick as well. She's been evaluated for hospice and palliative care because of her weakness and multiple medical issues and problems. It's becoming harder and harder for her to go to the doctor's office to get her medication and would like to be cared for at home till she passes, period. In the paragraph, she's been an extensive smoker all her life. She continues to smoke, but she says not as much in quotation. She's never drank much alcohol, period. In the paragraph, today's O2 was 90% at rest, which drops down to 85% with taking 2 steps. She's very thin. She's lost at least 20 pounds. She was tachycardic, had evidence of pulmonary hypertension with low extremity swelling. She uses her nebulizer on a regular basis. She needs oxygen but has not had any and in desperate need of one at this time period. Family history, heart disease, diabetes, review of system, weight loss, shortness of breath, air hunger, frequent urination, has been able to use the bathroom but is becoming more incontinent, requires ADL dependent, both needs home health aides. Aids, nurses, and her son to help her because of her weakness, period. New paragraph, allergy, non-immunization, does not believe in COVID or flu immunization surgery. No recent surgery reported medical problems, COPD severe, anxiety, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, medication, albuterol inhaler, periactin, 4 milligrams to increase her weight. Buspirone or Wellbutrin XR, 150 milligrams. Patient requires prednisone on a regular basis because of her severe COPD. She just finished a course of Augmentin with the prednisone. She takes Motrin for pain and Singulair to help with her COPD. 10 milligram once a day, period. Using her albuterol at least 4 to 6 times a day, period. Despite being on periactin, she has continued to lose weight and is quite debilitated with severe muscle wasting in the upper and lower extremity, period. Okay, O2SAT, again, 90% at rest, 85 with activity, 126 over 80, 98 pulse, no, 102 pulse. Heart positive, swollen positive, still tachycardic, lungs, ronchi, rouse, and wheezes, abdomen, scaphoid, non-tender, neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, low extremity, 1+ immunological, non-focal. 65-year-old woman with history of COPD, end-stage tobacco abuse, continues to smoke. This is assessment, by the way. Patient has developed pulmonary hypertension, shortness of breath at all times, right-sided heart failure with edema and positive JVD, period. Patient's using her nebulizer 6 to 8 times a day, period. Patient is taking Wellbutrin to help with her symptoms of anxiety and air hunger, but most likely needs a benzodiazepine if she qualifies for hospice and palliative care, period. New paragraph, pain appears to be controlled at this time, period. Weight loss is significant related to her end-stage COPD, period. Patient is requiring more help with ADL. Will need the help of hospice aides and nurses to be able to stay home. Overall prognosis remains quite poor. She also has tachycardia, pedal edema related to her end-stage COPD, as was discussed above. Her weight loss is unavoidable, by the way, related to her disease process. Patient recently was hospitalized with this exacerbation of COPD and currently on steroids and Augmentin, period. Prior to this hospitalization, in November of 2025, she required another hospitalization because of the exacerbation of COPD and was hospitalized for 5 days. Thank you.